Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With tonight's national anthem, let's go down to public address
and
announcer
thank
Gary
you very
Mitchell.
Much, ladies and gentlemen, and now let's meet the players. For United Township, 5'8" sophomore guard. Correction, 5'8" sophomore guard number 10, DeAndre Walker. 6'2" junior guard number 12, Jacob Misbiski. 6'5" senior forward, number 40, Lamont Mitchell. 6'5" junior forward, number 50, Jerry Miles. And a 6'6" senior forward, number 55, Nate Zinke. Assistant coaches are David Robinson, Mike Crawford, and Donnie McDuffie. And the head coach of the Panthers, Mr. Mark Polite. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup. Player Galesburg Silver Streaks. 6'1" junior guard, number 1, Ross, Devin Ross. 6'2" junior guard, number 4, Meeker, Ethan Meeker. 5'9" senior guard, number 20, Range, J.J. Range. 6'7" junior forward, number 23, Thompson, Eric Thompson. 6'1" junior guard, number 30, Shaw, Devontae Shaw. Assistant coaches are Steve Cheeseman, Ryan Hart, Steve Hawkins, Matt Pogue, and Dan Sullivan. Managers are Amanda Mines and Amanda Lansing, and the head coach of the Streaks, Mr. Mike Reynolds. Now let's play basketball.
Our thanks, as always, to Gary Mitchell, our public address announcer here at John Thiel Gymnasium. I was watching Mike Reynolds, Jim, during a lot of that. You can tell this is a guy who just sort of has the burden of the season when you look at his face and you see him look up at the ceiling and then just exhaled in a big, big, deep breath. As we're ready to jump this game underway with Eric Thompson in the middle along with Lamont Mitchell, and the Panthers win the tip, chasing it down into the backcourt. Deontay Walker and Jacob Misky will bring it across midcourt. Misky can knock him down from the outside. Miles and Mitchell can really fly and can play big down low. Here's Miles shooting from the free throw line with a left hand and looking very confident to start off this game. Shaw in the backcourt, up court to Ethan Meeker. Drives into the lane, jump stop, and a held ball call and a reach-in by Nate Zinke. And the Streaks will hang on to it on the alternating possession.
Pretty quick jump ball call there.
It was. I was afraid they were going to call a travel. Meeker will inbound from the right of the basket. Down low to J.J. Range on the left elbow. Up top to Ethan. Lamont Mitchell has that defensive assignment to start off the game. On the outside, Ross. Left side, Meeker. Streaks are going to hold or a lot of possessions. They'll be very patient with the ball offensively. Complete turnaround from earlier this season. Shaw's three from the top of the arc is too long, and the rebound out to Devin Ross, knocked out of bounds by the Panthers.
Well, good to get the long carom there. You know, you talked about having a long possession, but yet when you get a nice good look like Shaw did there,
yep,
you about got to take that.
On the right side, Ross on the wing. He'll work his way left. They actually cleared out to the right. He could have gone to the baseline, but he went the opposite direction instead. Now Meeker sidesteps a man, hits a three, and the Streaks are on top early, 3-2. We've played a minute. Moline and Rock Island doing battle tonight. Quincy already off to an 8-0 lead against Alleman. And according to the Twitter feed I'm following, Pat Rangel for the Pioneers has called two timeouts in the first 2 minutes of the game, the way they started up there. There's a long three on the outside, rattling through is Mitchell. He can knock him down from anywhere on the court, and Panthers back on top 5-3.
Yeah, you got 2 6-5 guys coming out hitting shots like that. That's a lot to handle.
Shaw, Ross on the outside. Thompson comes out high for the pass. Gives way to Ethan. Almost traveled with it. Kept the pivot foot down with a big stride forward. Now JJ trying to curl around Mieske. Loses it. Leaves it off for Thompson. Driving into the left low blocks. Ross, and he overthrows Meeker, getting caught under the basket, trying to toss it back out for the first Skelsberg turnover.
Well, again, the Silver Streaks, one of the big problems is the lack of depth on the bench. You know, we like last week against Rock right. Island, and then certainly a couple of those tournament games, we Maine South in particular, start out good with this group, but they just kind of run out of gas.
Right down the lane, and then trying to do too much with it. Walker on the scoop shot, he should have just taken it all the way into the basket. He ended up missing it too strong off the glass. Shaw with the rebound. 5-3, UT with a two-point lead. Streaks with the ball, 5:45 to go first quarter. Driving in between two defenders, ball knocked away from Ross, picked up off the floor by Walker. Panthers into the front court. Walker lost the handle on it, picks it up, gets it over to Miles on the left side.
Unusual to have Devin two straight turnovers. That doesn't happen very often.
We've got Miles in the front left corner, gives it back to Deontay Walker at the point. Heard Mike Reynolds say in the pregame, Miles, rated by many publications, the number two junior in the state of Illinois, as Walker drains a three from the outside. It's 8-3 Panthers, and thought it was saying a lot. Mike Reynolds said, you know, we're not talking about a guy who might go Division I Western Illinois. He said we're talking about who could be Big Ten, Big 12, ACC. He's legitimately, potentially that kind of a player. Ross, in a hesitation drive, takes it all the way in with a bank shot on the layup. 8-5, Galesburg down three, under 5 minutes to go first half, first quarter. Here's Miles all the way, runs into Thompson at the other end with a left-hand runner off the back rim. Rebound Ross. Streaks with a chance to cut it down to one here. Meeker stops on the left wing, pulls it back out. Here's Ross outside the free throw line, gives it to Thompson, driving in, and the shot off the back rim. Foul on Miles as he reached in with Thompson driving baseline, and Eric will shoot two free throws. Well, you hate to see Eric's shot not go down and go to the line, shooting 36.5%.
Well, you never want to wish a ball in off that rim more than that to save him from having to shoot two free throws.
First one up and off the back of the rim. You know, and Eric misses long more than anything.
Yeah.
He's not off left. He's not off right. He doesn't whiff on the shot. He's just long yeah. every single time.
Well, normally when J.J. Range is missing, it's long, too. He's a football player, and that's usually they're usually just too strong off that back iron.
4:33 to go first half. Second free throw by Eric, now off the front of the rim, so he overcompensated too much. And Miles with a rebound for the Panthers, wearing the road black and the orange lettering and numbering. Panthers by three. Miles in the midcourt circle. How tough is that defensively when they got a guy his size out playing there? Miles at 6'5", he looks even bigger, and now a lob down low to nobody, and the Panthers turn it over for the first time, throwing it out of bounds under the basket. Not quite halfway through the first quarter, 8-5, Silver Streaks down three with the ball. Full court press by UT. Ross fakes the pass, still with it in the backcourt. Double team waiting on the trap. Devin picks up the dribble, needs help. Shaw comes into the backcourt. Streaks now in danger of getting it across midcourt. They steal it away. Miles behind the back and a layup by Mitchell. That was flashy. 3rd Silver Streaks turnover, and now a foul in the backcourt as Meeker tried to bring it up the near sideline. And Javen Goodwin, another one of the players Mark Polite talked about in the pregame interview, coming back to these Panthers. Second team foul on UT with 3:52 to go in the first quarter.
Panthers looking way too comfortable in our gymnasium
yep.
to start off this game.
Leading 10-5. They forced three Galesburg turnovers. A lob, and Thompson with a lay-in.
Nice
job cutting from the outside down low, and Ross hit him perfectly on the lob.
Set up that play very, very well. UT did not see that coming back the other way. A foul on Meeker, a push on the baseline.
Yeah, and they don't wait, do they? So they watch Thompson score with ease, as it turned out, and they quickly headed back the other direction and pick up the first foul of the game on the Silver Streaks. On the inbound, the three-pointer won't go down from the baseline. Shaw with the rebound, outlet to range, leaves it off for Thompson, missed it. Rebound Mieske. Back come the Panthers. Bounce pass down low. Miles down to Goodwin. Lost it on the way up. I think Shaw knocked it away, but the loose ball on the outside. Three-pointer won't go down there. Karam's back out to Walker for UT. To the left side, Shaw gets a handle on it, saves it, throws it off Goodwin. It deflects over to Ross. Devin into the front court with a hesitation. Right-hand floater with a line drive makes it. Galesburg within one now at 10-9. Under 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Miles, pass range, up top. Mitchell, no-look pass down low, cutting baseline Goodwin. 12-9 UT by three. Tell you, they give up a basket, and they are quickly down to the other end, burning the opposition. Meeker around a screen. Bounces it off to Ross, who will work his way back toward midcourt. Streaks down three, 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Ross, another hesitation drive. 10-foot pull-up jumper off the back rim. Rebound Shaw deflects it out to range, chasing it down Mieske for UT. Into the front court, here comes Mitchell. Stops right, left to the free throw line. Off the back rim, rebound Meeker. Streak still down three, 2:10 to go, first quarter. Shaw with a fake three. Now gives off to range. On the outside, he'll back it up into the midcourt. Between the circles, Thompson. Left side, Ross for three. Good! And we are tied at 12. Mike Reynolds calls a full timeout as the Streaks knot it up. 1:56 to go, first quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hey, James, what's good?
A sausage McMuffin with egg, that's what's good. A perfectly cooked, fresh cracked egg and sizzling sausage, sipping on a hot cup of McCafe coffee, knowing I can get the breakfast I want every morning, every day, that's what's good.
You know what's good just means hello, right? Just hello.
Real breakfast made with real lovin'. Make your morning with the irresistible sausage McMuffin with egg or the classic egg McMuffin, only at McDonald's. Participating McDonald's.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks boys basketball team will deal with the Red Hot Panthers of United Township tonight. I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast at 7:06 here on WGIL.
Tied at 12. Minute 56 to go in the first quarter. Well, obviously, we've got a long way to go in this game, so we're not going to get too excited about anything just yet, but this is about as good a start I think we can hope for the Silver Streaks tonight.
Well, a nice counterpunch.
Yeah.
I felt like United Township was bidding to say, hey, we're the team here tonight, when they came out and hit a number of shots early. And they've got a little swagger to them with Miles out there on the court, but the Streaks held their own. They've answered well. And we're getting some nice looks from the outside. UT not super aggressive on defense.
Bad pass on the interior. Deflected away by Cody Hawthorne. Now Meeker has it stolen away from the backside. UT can't get it before Javen Goodwin, as he tried to dribble it up the sideline, ended up losing control of it out of bounds. So the Streaks will hang on to it. Almost looks like UT isn't quite taking Galesburg very seriously. That was just really an ill-advised pass from Miles on the outside.
Yeah, a little sloppy. Like I said, there's some swagger there, and that's a good thing to a point, but if you have too much of it, you can play kind of sloppy and blow possession.
Shaw from the outside, three-pointer.
Wow.
What a rebound by Cody, and he gets fouled on the putback by Mitchell. Wow, did Cody get up there, and with his back to the basket, he came down with that one on the weak side. That was impressive.
He announced his presence with authority right there, didn't he?
Third team foul on the Panthers. Hawthorne to the free throw line. Only 54% on the season. And the left-hander's first one is off the back of the rim. Galesburg looking for its first lead since being up 3-2 on a Meeker three-pointer. Ross leads Galesburg with 7. A little more balanced scoring for UT. Mitchell has 5. Hawthorne missed them both. Rebound on the run by Goodwin. Into the front court, leaves it off left side. Mieske driving in, and a foul on the floor, I think on Ross, before Mieske drove in. So the Streaks miss an opportunity there from the free throw line. Galesburg 0-4 from the stripe as a team in this first quarter.
And that's that situation probably isn't going to improve a lot the rest of the season, depending on who we have at the line.
And a foul on J.J. Range as the pass went into the backcourt. Mieske tracked it down near the top of the Galesburg arc on the opposite end, and J.J. got a step too close as Mieske started his drive up front. There was contact, and J.J. picks up his first foul. Third Galesburg team foul, 1:20 to go, quarter number one, tied at 12. Bounce pass on the inbounds, Walker. Streaks will back up into the half court. Meeker will pick up Walker across midcourt. As Walker works his way to the right side, now backs up into the John Field Gymnasium, lettering up the sideline. Tries to work around the screen, left side gives it off to Mieske. Now into the hands of Miles, guarded by Ross. Driving in, throws it off Meeker's foot as he tries to fire it through the lane, and he ended up throwing it right at Meeker. Ethan didn't get in there and kick it. Mike Reynolds said that was just a natural deflection. My guy didn't kick it. It just happened to go off his leg. And now here's a travel called on Mitchell as he got it on the end. I don't know if that was a travel, Jim, or not. But
they can make up call.
It sure looked like it had a makeup call written all over it, didn't it? Under a minute to go, first quarter. Streaks with the ball tied at 12. This is right about the pace Silver Streaks would like it. Maybe even a little less high scoring than this. As this team looking for some offense with the troubles it has had in the last 3 weeks. Here's Shaw. Catch, three on the way, short, rebound Devin Roth. On the floor, out to Meeker. He'll put the three up.
In and out.
Rebound Walker for the Panthers. Miles throws it over his man on the opposite end into the Galesburg cheerleaders, and UT trying to get out with it too fast. They've had a couple of quick transition turnovers.
Yeah, from the moment they hit a couple of shots early and you're thinking they're really going to go, they have not valued their possessions very good the last 4 or 5 minutes. Let's hope that continues.
It's almost like they're trying too hard to get this into an up-tempo game, which there's no doubt that would favor them if they could. Down to 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Streaks tied at 12 with the ball, trying to gain a lead here at the end of the first period. Here comes the defensive switch. Meeker double team, gets it onto the left wing to Eric. Up top it goes to Range with 8 seconds to go. Right side to Ross with five. Loses his man. Hesitation drive. Pull up with the right hand. Rolls off. And the rebound knocked out of bounds. That's the end of the first quarter. 12 apiece after one here at John Thiel Gymnasium. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hello, it's Bob O'Connor. Get your thinking caps dusted off and eat plenty of brain food because Trivia Night for Relay for Life is coming. It's Saturday the 31st at Galesburg's American Legion, $10 a person, teams of 8. Look for lots more information about it on our calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in Galesburg.
Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak girls basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Wear a button, win some cash. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
1 quarter gone at John Field Gymnasium. Valiant effort by the Silver Streaks in the first quarter, aided by some United Township sloppiness. We begin quarter number two, tied at 12, Panthers with the ball. Mieske with a long three, and he drains it. Boy, you sure hope the Silver Streaks aren't looking in a situation where they missed out on some opportunities in that first quarter that are going to come back to haunt them. They definitely missed some opportunities. UT did as well. Streaks break the pressure here. Meeker scoops it over to Ross, gets it right back. 30 seconds into quarter number two, 15-12 Panthers. On the outside, Cody Hawthorne. Right side it goes over to Ross on the wing. Devin looking for a cutter, skips it over to Meeker. Fakes a three, drives past two defenders, then the shot won't go off the glass. Rebound deflected on the floor, chased down by J.J. Range. Streaks have numbers, bounces it over to Meeker for three. Off the back of the rim. And another long rebound, this time by Miles. He's on the run to the opposite end. Gets back, cuts off by Range. Steps past him on the juke move. And now back it goes to Mieske. Same spot, in and out this time. Hawthorne with a rebound. And now Ross backs up, needing help, getting it into the front court, fires it up to Hawthorne. Streaks with numbers. Meeker driving in the lane with a floater. It's up and in, and we are within one now at 15-14.
Yeah, United Township, with their trying to double team here and there around the court, they're giving us some opportunities. Nice job attacking that. Streak spread the court well, and Meeker with a nice drive and the teardrop in the lane.
15-14, UT by one. Streaks fill the lane, now to the outside. Boy, a big step right, by Mitchell. Yeah. He steps up, misses the 18-footer, and Meeker covers up the rebound. Well, he slid that pivot foot behind him when he got the ball on the floor.
Most of the time you hear a whistle after that one. He got lucky.
Up top, J.J. Range going right. Hey, the lane is open. Pump fake down low, blocked by Miles. Picked up off the floor by Mieske. Quickly into the front court come the Panthers. A lob at the other end, and they overthrow Mitchell, who can't finish off the dunk. Meeker with the rebound. Streaks get it into the front court. Meeker drives into a double team, skips it back out to Ross. Under 6 minutes to go, first half, 15-14. Gelsberg with the ball down one. Meeker left side. Here's Thompson driving in with a two-handed jam.
Well, that was interesting. Nobody ever came over to challenge him. Miles was there, and Thompson had an easy dunk.
And a 30-second timeout called by Mark Pelliot after that one. It was wide open. Eric turned after the pass, saw he had a clear lane from 15 feet out, and he stuffed it down with authority.
Yeah, I wonder if a couple of things Mark's talking about, how their defense is. It's all over the court, and it's creating some big opportunities for Gelsberg. And then again, you know, we saw Mark play, you and I going back into the 90s. He was a heck of a player.
Yeah.
And he was really all they had at times in the post. Played with a bad knee, but he was still a great player. And I'm guessing he's saying, hey, we don't let somebody go in there and dunk on us without challenging. Because they stood there and watched him.
Yeah, they did.
That was surprising.
You want surprising? Quincy 27, Holloman nothing. With 3:48 to go in the first half.
Holloman's, they got nothing. Tonight
27
they literally
to
nothing. So, yeah, that's a tough situation there. And Quincy, you know, it's yet to be seen. They've obviously improved if they beat Moline up there last week.
By 21.
Yeah.
Panthers with the ball, trailing by one. First time since they were down 3-2 early in the first quarter. Alec Austin, a 5'8 junior, into the game for the Panthers. Miles, Mitchell, Goodwin, and Walker on the floor for the Panthers. 5 minutes to go, first half. Up top, this is Walker. Streaks have gone to that zone. It's flustered UT a little bit. Now patient passing gets Goodwin cutting in from the baseline, and the Panthers are back on top by one. 17-16 UT. Ross runs the baseline, gets it into Shaw. Here comes the trap. Kevonte needs help, throws it away. Picked off in the lane by Walker, then cut off there by Ross, so he'll dribble it back out. Kevonte's had a couple of really tough passes in the backcourt that one led to a UT basket. Streaks did a good job to prevent it there. Now a quick shot by Goodwin from the outside, missed a three. Rebound deflected into the hands of Ross. They're missing some shots. Other end, JJ in, and a big block by Javen Goodwin, but a foul on the rejection. Or are they just going to say it was out of bounds?
I think they got a foul on that one.
Okay, good. Second foul of the game on Javen Goodwin. Pretty good UT crowd came down following this team, and some of the student section especially really loved that big rejection. But JJ's going to go to the free throw line.
Yeah, that was big-time swat, left-hander. And, you know, JJ knows going in there, there's a good chance he's going to get blocked, but he can't just give up trying, and that time he got himself to the free throw line.
With JJ listed at only 5'9", and he misses the first one. Streaks still without a made free throw tonight. They're 0-for-5 as a team.
Well, I guess we can find some comfort. I watched a Big Ten game the other night. Michigan State was playing. They're the worst free throw shooting team in the Big Ten by far, and yet they're still pretty good now. Do we have Michigan State talent? I don't know, but it was kind of interesting to see. Oh, my. Air ball by J.J. on the second free throw.
Not quite. It just barely deflected off the front of the rim and dropped straight down for the rebound for Mitchell. So the streak's down one, not quite halfway through the second quarter, still 0-for-6 from the free throw line. Well, gosh, you make half of those, you're ahead by two here. Up top, Miles fires a quick three over Ross. Missed it, and there's Meeker down low with his fourth rebound for the Silver Streaks. Into the front court, Meeker. Now Shaw has the ball knocked away, picks it up on the sideline, and a reach foul called on UT. Going for the ball and going for the reach, they got Kevonte on the arm.
Well, they're making life miserable.
Second one on Miles.
Miserable for Shaw in the backcourt right now.
But so the second foul on Jerry Miles, though.
Yeah, that's good. But we're going to have to get Kevontae a little help back there. Yeah. Of course, that's normally a spot where Joe Williams would be handling that, but Kevontae being pressed into that spot now.
Ross into the front court. Meeker, long three.
Bingo.
In and out. Rebound, Thompson. Put back good. I got that as Eric's first rebound, and now a steal by the Silver Streaks into the front court. Ross got a handle on it. Gelsberg up one, 3.5 minutes to go. Range was wide open, but he couldn't handle the pass. Skips it back out to Shaw. Left side, Devin Ross. Defense cuts him off. He'll bring it back out. He gives it to Kevontae. To the right side, leaves it off for Range. 18-17, Gelsberg by one. 3:20 to go, first half. Meeker on the outside. Shaw working his way to the right of the elbow, hands off to Range. UT will back off him and give him plenty of room. Now up top, Thompson. Left side over to Ross. Drives baseline, cut off, hesitates. Into the corner, Meeker! Off the back of the rim for three. Can't buy a shot here tonight again. And Walker, and another turnover by the Panthers as Ross has been a maniac getting it into the front court. And back he comes for the Silver Streaks. Maybe Devin's real coming out party here tonight the way this is going. Here's Meeker, and he gets fouled. A bump by Alec Austin as Meeker hesitated, kind of leaning in, and then when he backed out, and that got Austin flat-footed. And picks up his first foul, 16 fouls on the Panthers.
Well, and Meeker has not been off by much. As we always say, when he misses, he doesn't miss by much, but he's only got the 1-3, and he's had a bunch of good looks tonight. I'm not real impressed with UT's defense so far.
Nope.
They seem to want to just let you go by and try and block the shot.
Here's Meeker. Drives, kicks it out to JJ, juggles it again, now picks it up off the floor. Loses his man on the outside, gives it to Thompson. Back to Meeker it goes, under 2.5 minutes to go first half. Meeker leaves it off to Shaw. Fakes a three, trying to get it back to Ross. Now he'll go to Thompson instead. Left corner, JJ. Range will dribble it back out to the elbow, trying to work around a Thompson screen inside the free throw line. Needs help, gets it away to Shaw. Down the lane, all the way up, won't go, and the rebound put back by Thompson is
off. How did we not come away with points there? My goodness.
Rebound by Mitchell. Quickly the other way. UT going strong to the basket. Walker out of control. Missed the shot. And Thompson with a rebound. Back comes Galesburg. Shaw baseline up and in. First basket of the game for Shaw. Biggest lead for the Streaks at 20-17. Well, when will UT start to get it together and realize they've got to take this team a little more seriously?
Yeah, I don't know. Silver Streaks, I think, definitely looking to be the better prepared at this point. Yep. Athletically, no contest, though, with a couple of the guys UT has on the court, but they seem to be going through the motions.
Mieske
right now.
Mieske down the lane. He lost range. Coming from the backside, a block by Shaw, and he picks up the ball off the floor. Streaks trying to build on a three-point lead. 20-17, minute 15 to go in the first half. Meeker to Shaw, alone for three. Off the rim. Rebound deflected out to Mieske. My Streaks are getting some great looks here from the perimeter and just not knocking them down. Minute to go for the half. Galesburg still leads by three. Man, if they could just make some shots.
Oh, Ethan.
And now Ethan
that?
With a silly
Ethan,
foul. Ethan. Way out high near half court. That'll be the second of the half on Meeker. He just reached out. And Walker kind of held the ball out there a little bit. And Ethan reached out almost like he was trying to take the bait and got him on the arm. 50 seconds to go. Ross guards Miles, who backs up near half court. 20-17 Streaks, 46 seconds. Left side pass to Mitchell. Fakes, driving in on Shaw. Kevontae stays with him, reaching in, poking the ball out of his hand. And a foul called on the Silver Streaks. And Mike Reynolds, boy, I can't blame Mike for being upset with that one. That looked awfully good as Shaw reached from underneath. A lot of times if you slap it down from the top, you will get called for the foul, but Kevontae poked it up from underneath, and that's where you can get it cleanly more times than not. And Mike's still barking down there. I really don't blame him as Mitchell hits a free throw, and that ends a long cold spell for the Panthers.
United Township now going to send in the second 6'11 player we've seen in the last week.
Second one by Mitchell is off the front of the rim.
My bad, he's just 6'8".
And Brian Jefferson got a hand on it and then knocked it out to the sideline where J.J. Rain just lets it go out of bounds.
I saw the 11 for a junior. I thought it was 6'11". It's 6'8". And he's, boy, he's thin. He's thin kid. But still 6'8".
You got Zinke at 6'6", Miles and Mitchell each at 6'5", and Jefferson coming off the bench at 6'8". 30 seconds to go for the half. Streaks with a two-point lead. Shaw with the ball on the floor, picks it up out to Meeker. Thought about the three, fires a 17-footer instead, and he airballed it. Under the basket, the rebound to Jefferson. Tries to fire it out to the sideline. Streaks got a hand on it, knocked that out of bounds. Boy, Ethan would like to have that one back, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Especially with 18 seconds to go for the half. And now they're going to get Ethan out, I think. Yes. Meeker will sit down so he doesn't pick up his third foul in the final 18 seconds. And Sammons checks in for him.
Yeah, I'm sure both teams have a lot of ifs at halftime, but if Ethan and Kevontae were shooting the ball anywhere near what they can.
Shaw's 1-for-6. Meeker is 2-for-8. Down to 10 seconds to go. Miles will walk it across midcourt. Ross will guard him with 8. Goes left, tries to work around a screen. Boy, it's team left. They forced the steal with a 3-on-1 and then back the other direction. They tried to get it to Thompson, let him too much, and Jefferson got a hand on it, knocking it out of bounds. 8th UT turnover, so now Meeker will come back in for the final 1.1 second.
Got to give the Silver Streaks defense a lot of credit, but it seems to me like UT's kind of sleepwalking through this half. They just don't seem to have the team concept going at all right now.
1.1 seconds. Ross will inbound from the far left corner. Shaw is open down below us on the wing. Now he floats up top. Ross finds him. Long three. Oh, missed everything. Well, despite all that, Galesburg goes to the locker room with a two-point lead, 20-18, over the heavily favored Panthers. When we come back, a look at the first half statistics. Individual scoring, we'll talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. 20-18 Galesburg at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL with this reminder. In Monmouth, Tuesday night, a soup sampler supper put on by the Monmouth Evening Lions Club. It's from 5 to 7 at Faith United Presbyterian Church, and the cost is your own free will offering. Lots of varieties of soup made by Lions Club members. Get more information at WGIL.com.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball continues with the Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Boy, this is such a game for the Silver Streaks of what could be. How do you have a two-point lead at halftime, Jim, and say you dominated the other team? I really don't feel like I'm exaggerating by saying Galesburg thoroughly outplayed the Panthers. But because of the poor shooting on their home floor, no less, which is a real source of frustration and aggravation for these kids, I'm sure. We got Galesburg 9 of 26, so that's just over 33% from the field. And you'll give us the official numbers here in just a moment. But, man, if they make even... and they miss 18 shots, if they make even 6 of those and shoot 33% on the ones they missed, that's easily a double-digit lead here tonight. And in a lot of ways, it should be. Galesburg's had a great game plan, but... gosh darn it, just can't knock the shots down. But the good news is, Streaks are still on top here at the half, 20-18.
Yeah, I would say...
Am I being unfair or overstating things here?
I would say we dominated the final 12 minutes of the half. The first four, I thought we really had a tiger by the tail in this one. You saw UT, they had good balance, three different guys hit long shots. you know, Miles seemed to run the court, looked like he could do anything he wanted at any time. Mitchell hit a shot, and I'm thinking, this just is not going to go well tonight. But then things started to turn. Once the players broke a sweat and we got into this game, I thought Galesburg played smarter, played harder, got, but as we said, open looks a couple of times right under the basket, let chances get away. And so hopefully that won't come back to bite us. I'm sure Mike's saying, hey, do the same thing and make a few more shots and we get out of here with a win.
Yeah.
I would think Mark Polite trying to make some adjustments there at halftime because his team, as athletic as they are, just got spread all over the court. And I told you, like I always have to, if we had Grant and Joe, my goodness, the number of points that we would probably put up against this team, my. But we don't have them. We play with what we got, and hopefully we'll get enough shots down to win.
You can't help but think that I would not want to be in that UT locker room here at halftime. I got to think Coach Polite's in there just reaming them after the way they played here. Maybe this is what they've done all season long.
Yeah.
But
some groups don't respond to that either.
That's true, too.
You know, and he's been up at UT fighting that battle for a long time, and they've been an enigma for years. Mm-hmm. There have been times where you thought, well, they're really good. What's wrong with these guys? And then other times you don't expect them, and they rise up and play a great game on somebody.
That's so true.
You'd never know with them.
Our halftime statistics are brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Team numbers, Jim.
All right. Neither team shooting well. Galesburg 34%, 9 of 26 from the field, just 4 of 14 in that second quarter.
Man.
United Township 36%, they're 7 of 19. Let's see. I haven't even totaled. I got 8 turnovers for UT. Is that
right?
I do
as well.
Okay.
Yep.
Silver Streaks, I got 4.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just 1 in the second quarter, so that was good to see. And let's see. I got 6, 11, 12 UT rebounds and 6. And, oh, gosh, I got us for 16?
I had 17.
Okay.
11 in the quarter.
That to me, has been the biggest surprise. UT has had one offensive rebound. Once they put up a shot, they don't go to the basket at all. I mean, we're just cleaning the glass. And part of that, I think, is because their 2-6-5 players are both playing out of the three-point arc.
True.
Mitchell's over there on the left side, and Miles is out high. All their height is out high, so I don't know. Maybe you'll see Mark change that a little bit. But I think he kind of likes to have those guys have that freewheeling style. And if he packs them in under the basket, they might not like it. But I think it's probably their better chance to win the game tonight.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. Three-point shooting. Panthers 3 of 6, so 50% from behind the arc. Galesburg 2 of 11, 0 for 5 in that second quarter from behind the arc. More disconcerting, I think, is 0 for 6 from the free throw line. Panthers are just 1 of 2. Before we go to break, I want to just take a moment to wish a special happy birthday to my little guy, Mason, who's 9 today.
Happy birthday, Mason. You're a good boy.
Appreciate his patience. It was a Lego Minecraft birthday earlier today.
All right.
So life is good. So happy birthday, Mason. See you when I get home. 20-18, Panthers down to the Silver Streaks by 2 at half. Take a break, come back, take a look at the individual scoring, and we'll talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Last winter, over 180 people committed to living healthier. They lost over 1,000 pounds. We're doing it again. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, the Knox County YMCA, and Galesburg.info challenge you to register for Commit to Fit. Beginning February 19th, we're going to help you watch what you're eating and get you moving. Go to Galesburg.info, keyword Commit to Fit, to register. The first 200 people to register online and weigh in receive gift bags. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better. Did I mention there's cash and prizes up for grabs?
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with a low down around 30 tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 42. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of rain or snow after midnight, a low of 35. Sunday, cloudy with a chance of rain or snow in the morning, and then a chance of only rain throughout the afternoon with a high of 42. Sunday night, cloudy, a low of 25, and Monday, cloudy throughout the day with our high of 38, overnight low dropping down around 25. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 30 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
When it happens in the world of sports, we are there. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on WGIL.
20-18, Galesburg leads United Township at halftime. And let's see, the streaks are out, but not the coaching staff quite yet. So let's go ahead and take a quick look at our halftime scoreboard, brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Manuel over Richmond at halftime, 31-28. Washington leads Pekin, 34-31, end of the third quarter there. At halftime, Rock Island has put up some points on Moline, 46-34, but the Maroons not out of it. Holloman, meanwhile, has been out of it from the beginning. They trail Quincy at half, 31-4. And Geneseo was a winner already over Rochelle tonight, 76-49. So now all the coaching staff out except for Coach Steve Cheeseman. Here he comes now. So it'll be a quick word from down on the sideline. Our halftime coaches interviews brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's go down to Jim Lee.
All right, well, you competed really well. Just need to hit a few more shots, it looks like.
Yeah, I think we've kept them off balance defensively. They've been a little bit confused with us disguising some defenses and changing defense. On the offensive end, we're just a little hesitant. Just go up when we believe it. You go up to take a shot, you go up to make the shot. And if we get that kind of confidence back, you know, we played a good half of basketball. We like our chances.
They keep Miles and Mitchell out here. They've had only one offensive rebound. Do you expect them to play those guys down low?
Yeah, we think this first 3 minutes they're going to be very aggressive, try to get to the basket. We've got to keep the same mindset on what they can do and what they can't do and go from there.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Jim.
Our thanks, as always, to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime. Individual scoring in the first half. Lamont Mitchell led UT with 6. Javen Goodwin had 4. Deontay Walker, Jacob Mieske with 3 points. Jerry Miles, the highly touted, highly talented junior, with just 2 in the first half. Nate Zinke, Bryant Jefferson, and Alec Austin did not score for the Panthers. Galesburg will have the ball to start off the second half, leading 20-18. Devin Ross led the way with 7. Eric Thompson, 6. Ethan Meeker with 5. Kevontae Shaw had the other 2. Cody Hawthorne, Darius Sammons, and J.J. Range all played, but did not score for the Silver Streaks. Shaw at the top of the arc, faking the handoff, now reverses back to Thompson, who comes out high for the pass. He'll be guarded by Zinke. Thompson works his way left. Shaw with it at the top of the arc now. Kevontae with a crossover dribble. Bounce pass. Back door. Look to Devin Ross. Lays it up and in. Beautifully executed opening play to start the second half, and the Streaks lead by 4. Miles on the dribble out high, backing up Ross. Steps into a 3, airballs it under the basket. Shaw has the ball taken away from him, and a block on Zinke, and now the ball taken away from J.J. Range. Driving in Walker, and a hand check called on J.J. Jim, I mentioned you were down 31-4 is the Quincy lead at halftime over Holloman.
Okay.
Rock Island leads Moline 46-34 at the half. 80 points up there, here
wow.
Just 40.
46-34?
46-34. On the inbound, Walker on the baseline, throws it out high. Mieske goes up for it over J.J. Range. Now to the left side, a 3 by Mitchell off the wing and off the back of the rim, and the long rebound out to Walker, who gets another crack at it. Driving in Miles on the hesitation, out to Mitchell, fakes a 3 this time, drives in left, up at the free throw line, right side it goes from Zinke. Now back out it goes to Walker in the midcourt. Streaks by 4. We played a minute here in the third quarter. Mieske on the right side to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper with the left hand. Swished it. Mieske's known more as a perimeter shooter.
Mm-hmm.
So to get inside there, I think maybe the Streaks didn't quite take him seriously enough that he'd pull up at the free throw line.
Yeah. He's looked to be one of their most confident shooters so far. He loves that shot. The left-hander doesn't even have to be square to the basket, and the Streaks turn it over.
Ross dribbles into a double team on the opposite end, reverses directions, comes back, dribbles it off his knee out of bounds. 5 turnovers for the game on the Streaks. First here in the second half, it's 22-20. Galesburg by 2. Under 6.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Miles on the right side. Ross had to fight through a screen. Now pulling up inside the free throw line. Well short on almost a fadeaway shot. Shaw with the rebound. Miles still with only 2 points in this game. Meeker on the outside, guarded by Walker. Now he's pushed back toward half court, and a block foul called on Miles. Got him down with the waist, and Miles picked up his third foul.
That's tough. That's a tough call. If I'm UT, I'm not real happy with that.
They got it on the defensive switch.
Yeah, they had Meeker in a bad spot right there next to the half-court line trying to avoid a turnover. And, I mean, it's one that could be called, but you don't see it very often, especially when it's a third foul on one of your stars.
22-20, Galesburg streaks with the ball. Under 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Ball by Mieske, batted out of bounds. Intended for Ross. Streaks hang on to it.
Curtis Cunningham, he said he and Joey Raines were sitting down there in the first half. He echoed the same thing you and I said. They said, I don't care if the players liked it or not. I'd have Mitchell and Miles down low under the basket, you know, and try and hurt us inside that way, but it doesn't seem like they're too content on doing that yet.
Meeker, left side Thompson, now under the wing it goes to Range. We play 2 minutes, 15 seconds of this third quarter. Both teams with two baskets. They tried to go backdoor again on Ross.
Real sloppy.
And he couldn't handle it on a bad bounce pass. Ross got a handle on it, did everything he could to try to corral it, but couldn't handle it out of bounds.
Yeah, Cavante, you might throw that pass at the YMCA, but not in a varsity basketball game. That was way too nonchalant into traffic. You'll never get away with that one.
On the outside, Mieske loses his man defender, J.J. Raines, and then stepped to the right on the three, threw it over the basket on the air ball, and it's out of bounds back to Galesburg. We've seen a lot of air balls tonight, haven't we?
We have. It's been a weird night. And, you know, Miles for United Township, to me, just, I don't know, he seems to be content to shoot fadeaways, and he doesn't really assert himself and get the most out of his potential, at least from what I'm seeing tonight. Now, maybe he'll score 20 points in the fourth quarter, and I'll eat those words, but so far, not so much.
Ball stolen away from Ross on the opposite side. Walker got a hand on it, knocked it loose, and then Devin got it back, and Walker reached in again and fouled it. First foul of the game on Walker. Second team foul on the Panthers here in the second half. It's been a slow 2 minutes and 55 seconds to start the third quarter. Both teams with two fouls. That's fine with Mike Reynolds as Thompson airmails a hook on the opposite end. And a bad pass by Miles into the front court. Meeker came from the weak side and knocked it out of bounds. He almost had the steal. He and Goodwin got tied up a little bit. And the Panthers will hang on to it.
Sportsmanlike move. Jerry Miles comes over, extends a hand to Ethan Meeker and helps him up. Always like to see that.
Just past the 5 minute mark, quarter number three. Panthers with the ball down two. Miles, left side it goes, over to Walker. Around a screen from Mitchell, Walker to the top of the circle, backs up. Shaw guarding Mitchell. On the right side, Miles guarded by Ross. Now they go backdoor, driving in. Goodwin gets the shot to bounce through. Six in the game for Javen Goodwin, all off the bench. That ties the game at 22. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter, full court press. Shaw draws the double team, gets it over to Ross, drives it into the front court. Devin to the free throw line, tried to lob it in. It's deflected from Miles right back to him. JJ drives baseline, tries to leave it off for Cavante, and it's right through Shaw's hands. Seven turnovers, now JJ fouls Mieske in the backcourt. Third foul of the game on JJ, second foul on the streaks in the second half.
Yeah, our turnovers in this quarter are not all that induced by the Panthers. We're just sloppy with the basketball. We haven't scored yet.
And a 30-second timeout called by Galesburg. 4:15 to go, third quarter. Final game of eight straight here at home for the Silver Streaks. I still go back to Mike Reynolds, one of the first interviews. Well, I think it was the first interview we did when we came back home against that Geneseo on that January 3rd. And I said, kind of nice to be back home. Seems like it's been forever since we've been here. And he said, the way we've been on the road, maybe we shouldn't come back home. And unfortunately, things have gone from bad to worse since they have. And Galesburg will be on the road next Friday night to get back into the second half of the Western Big Six Conference. So yes. I'd sure like to see him defend the home court here and get out of here with a win.
Right. Although we played pretty well last Friday night in that great game with Rock Island, and we're hanging in there tonight. But again, since we've come home is when we've been a depleted team. We had our horses for the most of the time we were out on the road, and that was before we lost Gibson and then Williams. And so this homestand, we've played without those two guys.
And now tonight, Meeker not playing at 100% with a deep thigh bruise. Pull-up jumper from the right side of the baseline, goes in and out. Rebound knocked out of bounds on the baseline. And the officials confer they're going to give it back to the Panthers. Now, that was a tough one to call either way.
Yeah, UT had only one offensive rebound the whole first half. They've had three already here in the second quarter. I don't know if they're making a concerted effort to go to the glass more or just getting a few more long caroms that have fallen into their hands.
Miles with it now on the right side. Streak settling back into his own. They switch defenses quite a bit here tonight to keep this Panthers team off guard. Driving in for the left side, Walker finds a right-hand teardrop as he got down to the baseline. And that puts the Panthers back on top, 24-22, their first lead since they were up 17-16 midway through the second quarter. Ross into the front court. Backdoor cut to Shaw right through his hands, out of bounds. Kevontae was wide open. If he just catches the ball, he's got an easy lay-in. Eight turnovers on Galesburg. Out goes Thompson. Back comes Cody Hawthorne. 24-22 Panthers, 3:18 to go third quarter.
After the first 5 minutes of this third quarter, I'm not sure we've had a worse offensive quarter the entire season. They're just awful decisions handling the basketball.
And the opportunities are still there.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Three-pointer by Walker. Kids start to take over the game for the Panthers now. They have their biggest lead since being up 8-3 in the first quarter now. It's 27-22 as UT has scored 9 in a row. Ross near half court. Here comes the trap. He dribbles out of it before it descends on him. Goes to the wing. Now the trap again. Skips it back up top to range. Everybody wide open. Shaw for three. Airmails it. Weak side rebound. Fought for and Ross collects it. Fighting off his man. Here comes the trap again. Now Shaw. No look pass. Hawthorne lays it up and in.
Outstanding. Tip of the cap to Ross for keeping that alive, giving us a second chance opportunity and a good finish in the first bucket of the third quarter for Galesburg.
Yeah, Ross had a bucket actually first part. Here's a three on the way. Won't go down. Flopping backward, trying to draw the charge. Walker, I think, was more concerned about trying to draw the charge than he was making the shot. And then a battle for the rebound underneath goes out of bounds. Back to the streaks.
He finally got a miss from Walker.
Out of the game goes Walker. Jacob Mieske back in for UT. 2:19 to go third quarter. Streaks of the ball down three. Into Meeker. Bounces it back to Ross into the UT basket. Stops in front of the UT bench. Dribbles back. Picks up the ball. Needs help. Gets it over to Meeker. Trying to drive into the front court. Behind the back with the dribble. Brings it across the timeline. Left side over to Range on the wing. 2 minutes to go third quarter. Streaks down three. Ross drives. Takes it all the way down the lane with a layup. Nobody again came over to stop him or try to draw a charge. And Ross with 11 in the game to lead Galesburg. Streaks down one now. Minute 50 to go third quarter. Miles to the right side. Alec Austin, a 5'8 junior, back into the game for the Panthers. Lobs it up high to Miles. Now Miles works his way up toward J.J. Range. Skips it left side over to Meeke. Fakes the shot. Steps right. Fires a three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound out to Austin on the floor. And the little guy pulls it back out for UT. And now they'll take some time being patient on the clock here with a minute 20 to go third quarter. Austin drives, big jump stop to the right, and it's stripped out of his hands. Picked up off the floor by Meeker. First Panther turnover. Meeker, left side range, skips it back out to Ross. Thought about passing it down low, reverses it out to Shaw for three. That's off the rim. Long rebound, pops back out to Hawthorne. The give and go to Shaw. He misses the left-hand layup. And the rebound by Lamont Mitchell for UT. Streaks miss a chance to regain the lead. And a big left-hander jam by Jerry Miles right down the lane as they found him alone. And he powers it through to the delight of the UT faithful.
Hey, you knew there'd probably be one of those before the game was going. Let's just hope they don't get fired up off of that. Let's answer it with a basket right here.
Here's Ross, pull-up jumper. Nice. And he hits it from 18 feet. And that brings the crown to feet for Galesburg. Streaks back down one. Six in the quarter for Devin Ross, a candidate for Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game right now.
And Devin with a shout after he made that one, too, and I think it got the Galesburg student body wound up.
Mike Reynolds imploring his players to get up, play defense. Streaks down one, under 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Mike wants a big defensive stop from his boys in white here tonight. Down to 12 seconds to go. Miles holding the ball on his hip on the outside. Guarded by Range as the zone defense is pulled out with 6 seconds to go. Miles, left side, Mieske, long three, short, rebound, and a foul over the back. Cody Hawthorne had position, and over the back came Mitchell. They are not going to call that on Cody, are they? Surely they are not going to call it. All right. The way Cody was reacting and the way Mitchell was reacting, I thought they were going to call that on UT. I thought there's no way. That's the second foul of the game on Lamont Mitchell.
Yeah, 40 and 40 doing battle there, but Cody clearly had the position on that.
Sure did.
Streaks probably won't get a shot. 0.4 seconds. They got to go the length of the court here.
Just don't want to lose it on the inbound with Mitchell standing right there. Ross on the baseline. Can't run it. Bounces it into JJ, and that's good enough. 29-28, UT regains the lead after three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Ready to start the fourth quarter here at John Thiel Gymnasium. This game may get really loud yet. Silver Streaks trailing the Panthers by one, 29-28. There was some noise in that third quarter on a Jerry Miles dunk for UT, but the Streaks came right back with a big shot by Devin Ross. And the Streaks are down one as we start the fourth quarter. Mieske from the corner, three-pointer won't go. Rebound deflected out to J.J. Range. Streaks with the ball. Boy, some hot shooting by the Streaks could ice this game away if they could start to find the range. They shot better that third quarter, just didn't get enough off. Here's Meeker with a spin move in the lane and a reach and a loose ball. Fought for on the floor, Hawthorne. Now to Thompson. Streaks hang on to it. What a great battle. Now Ross down the lane, blocked. Rebound chased down by Walker off the floor for the Panthers. Down the lane, spin move, Mitchell, a bank shot, and a foul. Well, when they get to high flying, they can be flashy at times, but still think the Streaks are playing better here tonight. They've just had a couple of big offensive plays that are starting to light up their momentum.
Yeah, you keep them in a half-court game, and you're going to have a pretty good chance. Many times they extend their defense out so far, they leave the lane wide open.
To the free throw line, Mitchell, one of two tonight, makes it. Four-point Panther lead, 32-28. Full court pressure by UT. Ross skips it over to Meeker. Now Ethan alone will bring it across midcourt. To the free throw line, scoops it back behind him to Ross. Panthers by four. We've played a minute here in the fourth quarter. Meeker to the lane. Off balance. Shot makes it in. And he draws a foul. What a shot by Ethan Meeker. His first basket on his first attempt of the second half.
I was going to say, a third quarter, he never attempted a shot. So he will try and assert himself here, as team leaders do down the stretch, and as much as he can with that deep thigh bruise.
It's up and off the front of the rim. Galesburg still without a made free throw tonight. 32-30, the foul, by the way, on Mieske was his first. Four team fouls on the Panthers. 6:50 to go in the game. A lob underneath and thrown too far from Miles underneath to Mitchell, and they turn it over. Cody Hawthorne right there to pick up the ball. Streaks down two with the ball, trying to tie it back up or take the lead. Threes have been hard to come by. They've had plenty of shots, just haven't made enough of them. Ross out high. Gives it to Meeker. He'll fire a long one off the front of the rim. And the rebound comes down to Mitchell and steps on the baseline as there's contact between Hawthorne and Thompson for the Streaks, and Mitchell down low. And he just leaned forward a little too much and stepped out of bounds.
J.J. Range will have a seat for a little bit. Ethan Meeker to trigger, and the Streaks looking for a tie or the lead, down two.
Shaw back in. Here's Ross with a spin move and a floater from the baseline. Ties the game.
And he took that over Miles. Whew, that was quite a shot.
I'm really loving Devin for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game right now. A fake by Walker, and he steps inside, and a big answer from 17 feet on the wing. Quick answer by UT. Back on top by two, 34-32. 6 minutes to go in the game. Meeker out high, trying to shake Mieskin. A bad pass picked off by Walker on the run with the layup, and he missed it. He missed it, and then he reaches in and hacks Shaw on the arm on the rebound. And Mark Polite is furious with Walker for not finishing that one off.
Wow. And Walker's really the guy that's – he's been their man tonight in the second half. He's been the shooter, but he just couldn't quite get that one down. I don't know if he's as mad at him for missing the layup as he was for coming back and fouling after it. Then Jerry Miles, one thing I've noticed, he really is – he's the leader out there on the court. He grabs the guys, tries to breathe life into them, encourages them out there.
On the inbound, Ross and Shaw in the backcourt. Still some token pressure on the ball. Walker for UT will pick up Ross at the top of the arc, working his way to the left circle, now brings it across midcourt. Devin with a hesitation, he'll try the teardrop again, missed it, had the hand on the rebound, and then knocked away from behind, but last touch by the Streaks.
Yeah, he went in there, I don't think, with the intention to shoot, and then kind of decided to as he floated towards the basket. Didn't have a real good handle on the ball, and indecisiveness, I think, was the problem there.
Silver Streak still down two, 5.5 minutes to play in the game. Down low, Goodwin skips it back out to Miles on the wing. Now out to Mieske. Up top it goes Walker, spinning away from range. Pulls up from 18 feet. Ball circles in and out. Rebound deflected to Mieske. Another crack at it for UT. Walker's been the offensive leader. Just a 5'8 sophomore, the last guy we would expect. Here's Thompson with a block on Goodwin. Right back to Goodwin. Left baseline, Mitchell hits from 15 feet.
And a whistle and a foul. What do we got here?
I think one official coming in from the far side. Is he saying the foul's on the floor?
Basket is good. We know that much.
Looks like they count the basket. So the foul is after the basket.
And I think it's on the Silver Streaks.
It's on Thompson. And that's going to give the ball back to UT. So they get the basket, 36-32, and now they get it back on the foul after the shot by Mitchell.
This is where Eric's kind of got to rein himself in a little bit. I think he's a bit frustrated with what transpired there.
4:50 to go in the game, still a long way to go. Streaks down, just two possessions. Mieske trying to drive in on Shaw, now draws a double team out on the wing. He gets it away, down the lane. Goodwin steps to the basket and lays it in.
Yeah, power move by Goodwin to the basket, and UT up by six now.
Biggest lead of the game for the Panthers. On the inbound, Thompson gives to Ethan, driving into the front court, inside the arc, steps back for three. Good! What a huge basket by the Silver Streaks to cut the lead in half. 38-35, 4:20 to go for the game.
Oh, those three-point shots are wonderful when you get down, aren't they?
Up top, Grant Webb into the game for UT. Where's he been the whole game? And now Mark Polite has him out there with the game on the line. A no-look pass down low to Goodwin on a good feed from Mitchell on the outside.
Suddenly, United Township starting to execute on offense, which they really haven't done the whole game.
Goodwin in double figures with 10 for the Panthers. Ross across midcourt. Gets away from a double team. Hesitation, drives it all the way in for the left side, but a foul, which negates a basket because Devin had a step on his man and he took it all the way to the basket, but the foul on the floor instead, and the Streaks will have to inbound it. First foul of the game on Webb for the Panthers. Meeker will inbound right of the basket. And just like that, Webb's out of the game. Meeker on the inbound to Ross, to the baseline. He's cut off there by Mieske, brings it back out. Another three by Ethan. Good again! Back-to-back three-pointers by Ethan Meeker. High five from Devin Ross and a timeout by Galesburg. Streaks down two.
Quick release by Ethan that time. You're in the same spot. He's feeling it right there. And as long as United Township doesn't keep him covered up, let's keep him shooting from right there because those points can pile up in a hurry from three-point land off the hand of Meeker.
All right, Meeker leading the streak, or actually is Ross leading the Streaks with 15. Meeker with 8 in the quarter is up to 13. Again, he didn't take a shot the entire third quarter. He's now made 3 of 4 here in the fourth quarter. 30-second timeout called by Galesburg. Well, with the Streaks down 2.
Reminiscent of the girls' game last night because they only had 4 players score in that one, and Shaylee Florine had over half of their points, 16 out of the 30. And Meeker and Ross, and you know those two guys, as things have shaken out, are going to have to be the points leaders. Some nights we're going to get some out of the other three, but tonight, not much there. Shaw has had a really tough shooting night. Still, we're hanging in there down two, and here comes UT.
Monmouth-Roseville leads West Hancock after three quarters, 49-41. Manuel and Richwood's tied at 41 after three quarters there. UT with the ball, leading the Streaks by two, 40-38, under 3.5 to go for the game. Up top, Goodwin. Right side over to Mieske, guarded by Range. Loses J.J. right, left, now drives into the lane. Left side it goes. Walker faked the pass, pulls up from the baseline, missed it, over the back of Shaw on the back side. Rebound by Goodwin, and he gets called for traveling. 13 UT turnovers, four in the quarter. Interesting.
Leave it at that.
Streaks with a chance to tie the game or take the lead again. 3:10 to play, down by two. 40-38 Panthers. Ross on the inbound and a timeout called by Mike Reynolds as the Streaks were in danger of a five count there.
You know, it's interesting. Mike is just so in tune to what's going on. That's at the far end of the court. His team's trying to get the ball inbounds, and he sees what's happening. We've seen this, you know, a number of times from him. He'll call the timeout from the bench, clear down there, because he just sees his team in trouble. Very rarely in Mike Reynolds' tenure here have I seen us not get the ball inbounds. He's done a great job of making sure somebody's open, or at least saving the possession of the timeout.
And, of course, we've talked many times about what great clock management they have at the end of quarters as well. So Streaks down 40-38 using a timeout here. Galesburg has only one timeout remaining. 3:10 to play in the game. Six team fouls on UT. Although free throw shooting has not been friendly to the Silver Streaks tonight, they are 0 of 7. So UT putting Galesburg in the bonus isn't necessarily a positive, at least the way things have been going here as of late. UT, meanwhile, has been to the free throw line only three times, making two of them. Galesburg with only four team fouls. J.J. Range, the closest to being in foul trouble for the Streaks, with three. Jerry Miles has three for United Township. And now the Panthers come out of that full timeout with a full court press on. As it bothered the Streaks with Ross trying to find somebody to get it inbounds. He hops up and down, and now Thompson comes from out high, down low, gives Ross a target to get an in, and Devin will bring it up midcourt now. Up the right side, guarded by Walker. Stops there, works his way left, top of the arc. Shaw with it, leaves it off for Range coming out high, under 3 minutes to play for the game. Thompson looking down low, and a foul away from the ball. It's going to be a hold called against UT. Third of the game on Deontay Walker, and that'll put Kevontae Shaw at the free throw line. Statistically, the Streaks' best available free throw shooter at 72% on the season.
I thought you were going to say statistically, the odds are we're going to make a free throw eventually, right?
Well, if we're going to do it, this is the Streaks' best chance right here. 1-1 for Shaw. Up and in.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Streaks within one.
Saw a few hands go up in the front row there. Hallelujah, same thing.
Galesburg 1 of 8 as a team from the free throw line. Shaw, meanwhile, 1 of 10 from the field. But he made his first free throw and the second. We are tied at 40 with 2:50 to go in the game. Streaks lost a heartbreaker, 42-41 last week to Rock Island. They're right in this one with UT coming down to the wire again with 2:40 to play. Up top, Mitchell. To Walker, guarded by Meeker. Walker drives to the top of the circle. Right side it goes to Goodwin. Now under the wing to Miles. Still guarded by Devin Ross. Devin, now left goes Miles. Down low on the give and go. A block. And Goodwin just practically pulled down Eric Thompson. No foul call, but the Streaks come away with a rebound anyway. Behind the back, Shaw. Down the lane. Up and in. Over Mitchell. Streaks back on top. 42-40. Kevontae has saved a good one. To finally get a basket. Galesburg by two. 2 minutes to go in the game. Walker on the dribble out high, working against Meeker. To the right wing. Stops. To the outside, Meeker, or Mieske for three, and he hits it. And the Panthers are back on top, and they call timeout. 43-42, 1:49 to go in the fourth quarter.
Well, J.J. Range fought through that pick, curled around there the best he could, but Mieske, a couple of steps behind the arc, and the left-hander let fly. He shoots with confidence. He probably scares me as much as any shooter that they've got. I think just with the sheer confidence, he lets the ball go. And so United Township trying to weather the home Galesburg crowd getting loud here. This is one of the better UT crowds I remember seeing on the road. We knew Rock Island would come in here with a bunch
last Friday night, and they certainly did. United Township has got a nice following here. Of course, when you're on a six-game winning streak, it probably encourages a few more of the fans to get in the car and drive down to Galesburg. And so the Silver Streak's trying to put an end to that streak right now with 1:49 to go. Galesburg a point down after the three by Mieske.
We've had eight lead changes and four ties in this game. In the fourth quarter alone, two ties and two lead changes. The basket on the opposite end for the Streaks by Kevontae Shaw was their first lead since they were up 22-20 early in the third quarter. And UT, to their credit, came right back with a Jacob Mieske three-pointer. And they are up one and put the full court pressure on coming out of the full timeout. Ross into Thompson. Minute 45 to go in the game. Streaks down one. Ross, guarded by Walker, gets it across midcourt. Works his way to the right elbow and pulls it back out high with Thompson coming out. Now to the left side it goes to Meeker on the wing. Ethan dribbling right. Miles there waiting, so he goes left. Now reverses directions back to the volleyball spike line. Thompson comes up to the sideline helping out. He'll dribble it once past Miles. Now to Meeker, driving past his man. All the way, up and in! What a shot by Ethan Meeker. Strong to the basket, and a soft basket off the back of the rim.
You'd never know he had a deep fry bruise on that drive.
10 in the quarter for Meeker, 15 for the game. He and Ross leading the Streaks. Galesburg up one, 1:05 to go in the game. Mieske, right side, ball on the floor, but Walker gets back to it before Meeker can respond. Walker with a dribble, guarded by Ethan. Up top, Mieske gives it off to Miles. Under a minute to go in the game, and a timeout by the Panthers. A full timeout, 53 seconds to play. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball, up one on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak girls basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Involved with you and your community. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg 44, United Township 43, just under 53 seconds to play in the ballgame here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Galesburg snapping a four-game losing streak with a win over Rockford East Monday night and a much-needed victory coming into this game here tonight. Panthers have won six in a row, and they have the ball. Mike Reynolds on his feet, trying to get the crowd on its feet. The fans respond. 52 seconds to play. Panthers on the inbound to Walker at midcourt. Surely they won't try to hold for the last shot here. That's a long time to hold the ball, and they've been turnover prone at times tonight. On the outside, Walker guarded by Meeker. Here's Mieske. Long three off the front of the rim. Rebound Ross. And Devin double-teamed and fouled in the backcourt with 30.8 seconds to go. I don't really think that was the best shot that they could have taken with Mieske way out there.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he wanted him out quite that far. That was probably a step beyond where he hit the last one. J.J. was right over there on him. Of course, J.J. not tall enough to block it, but at least was in the neighborhood, and that was well short. So now we have Devin at the line. This is good to see.
A one and one, and it's in and out. Rebound fought for. Here comes Miles out with it for UT. Driving it into the front court. Walker gets it up over Thompson. UT back on top. He drove the baseline. 20 seconds to go. 45-44 Panthers. Ross gets tripped up at midcourt. Falls down. Turns it over. Here comes Miles with a two-handed jam. 9 seconds to go. Mike Reynolds screaming for a timeout and screaming at the officials. As Ross got tripped up across midcourt, fell down, no foul was ever called, and the Streaks end up with a turnover that they get burned in transition. Their only turnover of the fourth quarter. And it's a three-point UT lead, and they need a three-pointer, which have been hard to come by, to tie the game.
Well, at least it's still just a one-possession game after all of that. And the better part of 9 seconds left. So here we go again. Last week we had about 4 seconds left, although we weren't down three at the time. We had the shot that could have won it. This time we'll see what we come up with. A little more time to work with. But the question is, if you're United Township, do you just go ahead and commit a foul?
Right.
We can't make 3 points at the free throw line. If I'm UT, I'd probably just foul the first guy gets the ball.
So the Panthers now lead 47-44. Just under 9 seconds to play. And what will the Silver Streaks do? They're out of timeouts, so they have to be able to get it in over this UT press. And now the Panthers call their final timeout. Actually, I take it back. The board shows them with two. I had them using four already, so maybe they do have one remaining. They wanted to see how Galesburg was going to set up coming out of that timeout. Mark Polite got a look at it. And boy, if the Streaks end up not being able to pull this one out, how long will the folks talk about Ross getting tripped up out at midcourt and falling down with no foul called?
Yeah. Yep, and you know, you got to give UT credit. They came down and ran their offense pretty well and got that basket to put them ahead. So they were up one at the time.
Yep.
So Silver Streaks, you know, and I hate to see us lose this one because we played so well hard for two Friday nights given the uphill battle that we're fighting personnel-wise. And you don't want to see the kids hang their head because they've really done a great job the last couple of Big Six games.
Ross steps back from the baseline to inbound. It gets it into Meeker. Streaks need a three to tie. Meeker into the front court. Ross with 5 seconds to go. Devin to the left wing. Into the corner. Shaw to tie it. Short. And the rebound by UT, and that's the ball game. Panthers win it 47-44 as Shaw comes up short. And the Silver Streaks drop their second straight in the Western Big Six Conference. And their fifth of their last six to fall to 18-5. And the Panthers improved to 2-3. They've now won 7 straight overall. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Bless you. You're okay. Oh, honey, you're okay. Maybe you're not okay. People say moms know best, and they do. But sometimes they need a second opinion. When that happens, there's no better place to turn than to the OSF Medical Group and Galesburg Clinic. There you'll meet some of the area's top pediatricians, experts in helping your little ones feel all better again. Moms wish hugs and kisses could fix little sniffles, big owies, and everything in between. But when worst comes to worst, children need the best care possible. That's why our pediatricians are available day or night, even weekends. Plus, you'll have access to the entire OSF Healthcare Network for a wide variety of specialized care. Learn more about how OSF pediatricians can give you and your children care that's altogether better at osfgalesburgclinic.org/pediatrics.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for Galesburg Radio 14. A lot of factors go into explaining why winter is when national blood supplies are at their lowest levels. But obviously, the weather doesn't help. If you are able to be out and about, local blood drives are offered all around the area. Check our calendar now at WGIL.com to find one that's convenient for you.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with a low down around 30 tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 42. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of rain or snow after midnight, a low of 35. Sunday, cloudy with a chance of rain or snow in the morning, and then a chance of only rain throughout the afternoon with a high of 42. Sunday night, cloudy, a low of 25. And Monday, cloudy throughout the day with our high of 38, overnight low dropping down around 25. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 30 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Stats and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
47-44, Streaks lose a heartbreaker to United Township tonight. Jim, I feel worse after this one than I did after Rock Island last night. That was a highly entertaining game. That was a great game, back and forth to watch the whole night long. Here's the game tonight where I feel like the Silver Streaks, for the better part of four quarters, with the better team and deserved to win this game. And yet they missed some vital opportunities. And you mentioned the 1-1, missing the front end of the 1-1 down there with a one-point lead with Devin Ross at the line.
Yeah,
and
that was huge.
You know, that may have been the biggest hurt of all right there.
Well, and I mean, what were the final free throw numbers again?
UT made 2 of 3. Silver Streaks made 2 of 10.
Yeah, see, there's your ball game.
Shaw was the only one to make a free throw tonight.
Yeah. And I'm sure UT will walk out of here going, well, can't believe we got a win. We only got to shoot 3 free throws, you know.
Right, well, yeah, right.
Galesburg. So yeah, you know, 2 of 10, that's kind of a continuation of what we saw coming off of last weekend. And we said it all along, we're going to play these low-scoring games. And in low-scoring games, every free throw and every possession is magnified. And when you go 2 of 10 against a team that's got anything on the ball in a 40-point game, you're not going to come away with that win very often. So, disappointment for sure. Kids played hard, had themselves in position. I thought when we came back from down, was it 38-32?
Yes.
And that's, you know, and overcame that and got the lead. I thought maybe we were going
to
go ahead.
10-2 run.
Yeah, and do this tonight. But United Township didn't fold and came up with the plays when they had to walk out of here with the win.
47-44, Streaks now 18-5 on the season. 3-2 is how they wrap up the first half of the Western Big Six season. Panthers improved to 11-8 with their seventh straight win, and they are 2-3 in the Western Big Six. How about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Jim? I love what Devin did tonight. But he misses the front one and one when we really need it. Is that enough to take away Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game?
Yeah, well, and the thing is, it's hard to find a bigger candidate. Shaw couldn't hit anything, but did come up with a bucket and a couple of free throws. But again, at crunch time, we just didn't have, like you said, we had some guys did some nice things at different times of the game. But I don't know. I was hoping you would be a little more. You were definitely decided on it with a minute to go, and then.
Well, I thought Devin was terrific. I mean, he played with as much fire. I'm not saying he doesn't play with emotion, but he played with as much fire tonight as I feel like we've ever seen him.
Well, I don't know that we've had a game this year where he's had to endure any more pressure ball handling, have we? I mean, they were double teaming him end to end all night, and like I
and
said,
he had to guard Miles pretty much end to end.
And you had, not much. I mean, Cavante again is trying to work his way into helping him there a little bit, but he doesn't have Joe and Grant to bring the ball up the court anymore. So, I guess I would go with Devin for a lot of reasons, even with a missed free throw. He did a lot right tonight.
Yeah, he did.
Yep. All right, I'm good. I'm in.
Okay. Devin Ross, our Dave's Auto Buddy, crunch time player of the game, although we would have loved to have seen it maybe in an overtime, really icing something down there after the Streaks fell behind by 3 and Shaw misses a shot with just about 2 seconds left by the time the ball came off with the rebound. There was no time to do anything with it. And the Streaks didn't get the rebound anyway. So they fall tonight 47-44. They're 18-5 on the season and 3-2 in the Western Big Six.
A little bit later coming out of the locker room tonight.
Yeah.
That's normally they're out in pretty good shape, but this was a
especially difficult loss. You know, you lose last week at home, first conference loss, great go. This one,
hold your head up high coming out.
This one is back-to-back conference losses at home, and like you said, this one's got more of a sting to it than last week did, and so I'm sure that's being analyzed in the locker room. We don't play again for a week. We go up to Alleman. And then we play a Providence team. We don't know anything. I haven't looked ahead to know anything about them
either,
on Saturday. This was the biggest game in the next several weeks on our schedule. And we let it get away. That's just too bad.
So we'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll take a look at the final statistics. We'll talk things over with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. And we'll take a look at some of the other scores in the Western Big Six. No doubt about the Quincy Alleman game, but looking at the score on the Rock Island Moline game as well. 47-44, UT wins it over the Silver Streaks. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball postgame coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our out-of-home discount, you'll save money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The Galesburg VA Clinic is officially renamed after late former Congressman Lane Evans. Hear a dedication ceremony marking that renaming by going to WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks fall tonight 47-44. Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now in the post game. Let's find out the coach's thoughts on this one. Jim?
All right, Mike, obviously a tough conversation. Guys played really hard, put themselves in a good position to win this. Just didn't quite get it down the stretch. A tough no call out here on Devin Ross, and that was, well, unfortunately, one of the key plays of the game.
It was a foul. I mean, I don't think there's no doubt about it. I think if the referees went back and looked at the tape, they missed it. I mean, but you got to be able to have a lower center of gravity, not get knocked off, but... You know, up one with 24 seconds, I've got to win. Got to win. We had the ball. You know, I have more confidence in Devin Ross than anybody. So, I mean, he missed a free throw. You know, he got tripped or fell down or whatever you want to say. And a little bit of growing pains, you know, I guess. But, you know, make two free throws, game's over probably, you know, because, you know, we probably try to figure out a way to do something different. And, you know, They made the key plays there. You know, Mitchell and Goodwin, their seniors, stepped up at the end, and we just didn't have good enough leadership at the end to find a way to win.
Devin, we thought, really played a terrific game tonight. Thought he played with maybe as much fire as we've ever seen. He's usually pretty a low-key kid out there, and you had him guarding Miles most of the night. Really, yeah. Devin played maybe one of his best games of the year up until the end, we thought.
Yeah, I mean, Devin's really good. You know, I'm heartbroken for these guys because they've just... fought like crazy. You know, everybody's counting us out, and we just keep fighting like crazy and keep fighting like crazy, and you're in close games, you can't shoot 2 for 100 from the free throw line. You know, we did that, and the tide will turn. You know, we got to refocus. We got to get our bounce back a little bit and refocus and toughen up a little bit.
United Township came out with some swagger early in this one. Three different guys hit shots. You're thinking, boy, we may be in over our head, but once that initial surge they had and the game settled in, we thought that the Silver Streaks had outplayed them a good part of the ball game, and they kept the big guys out high. I suppose that's their MO, but to have Mitchell and Miles out there and give us the lane so often, we were a little surprised by the way they did things.
Well, I mean, we got enough problems with our own team, so I don't know what they're doing on their side, but, you know, Mitchell and Miles certainly are talented wing players. You know, I'm frustrated because I think, you know, we've lost two conference games at home that I think we look back at the end, we're going to think, boy, if we could have just made one more play somewhere, we'd have won the game.
With that, the way things played out here tonight and with reflecting what you're telling us up here, what did you tell the kids in the locker room in terms, was it a matter of a pick-me-up, try to keep your heads up, we're still doing things the right way, it's just a matter of getting, what was the message?
Man, it should hurt. We got beat on our home floor, and You know, I know with Grant and Joe not in there, people, you know, the good teams think they're going to come in and roll us. Nobody's good enough to roll us. We got good enough players. If they roll us, it'll be our fault. You know, it'll be because we didn't play the right way. We've got good enough talent to win these games, and we're fighting like crazy to keep these things close. You know, we switched to about six different defenses, trying to do anything to keep the game close, and we did. And I thought, you know, with 24 seconds left, I thought, you know, with Devin going line, I thought we're done. You know, we're going to win this game. And you know, another quirky thing happened, and we'll take our show on the road. That might be a good thing for us. Go out there and you know, it's always tough to play at Don Morris Gym, but we'll go over there and fight like crazy.
Mike, thanks for stopping by. Do you have anything else, Brad? Thanks for stopping by. Great effort tonight. We'll see you in a week.
All right, thanks.
And there's the guy that Coach really needs to see right there is his little guy, Ethan, coming up. And, boy, if that'll make you feel better.
With a big smile.
Yeah, that's what the coach needs, I think, more than anything right there is having his little guy, Ethan, come up and give him a big hug. So that's always good to see, you know, a good little reminder at the end of the day and the end of the game of,
you know, the sun will come up tomorrow.
Yep. And the sun will come up and meet you after the interview.
Yes, that's right.
Take a final timeout when we come back. Our final statistics and our look at the individual scoring as well. As UT wins it, a heartbreaker for the Silver Streaks, 47-44. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
The Big Mac, so universally loved it has its own song. But it's not the only burger icon at McDonald's. Where's the song for the quarter pounder with cheese?
Got a lot of beef and cheese, cheese and beef, beefy, cheesy beef and cheese.
And beef.
The Big Mac and the quarter pounder with cheese. When you're hungry for some burger lovin', there's only one tune you need to know.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
WGIL congratulates Tom Cates of Galesburg, who won $50 when he was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Final score, 47-44. UT defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks here tonight, and a tough home loss for Galesburg to wrap up this eight-game homestand. Our post-game final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Jim, team numbers.
All right. United Township finishes the game 20 out of 47 from the field. Galesburg 19 out of 44. The rebounding edge to Galesburg.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is. But again, when UT plays his two biggest players 20 feet from the basket most of the night, gives us a few more opportunities, 28-24 on the boards. And the turnover count, maybe not as high as you might think the way this game was played at. Panthers had 13. Silver Streaks had 9. Four of those in that third quarter.
Uh-huh.
That was a bad stretch for us there. The first two-thirds of the third quarter. We weren't making what we made one shot. We finally got a couple more down before the end of the period, but we turned it over a number of times, and that was probably our worst stretch of the ball game in that third quarter.
Three-point shooting. UT finished 5 of 15. Silver Streaks were 4 of 17. And again, free throw numbers, not to belabor it, but the Panthers made 2 of 3. The Silver Streaks made just 2 of 100,
according to Coach.
Yes.
And I'm sure it seemed like that sitting down there on the bench.
The line of the night, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Actually, it was 2 of 10, but yeah, it's certainly what it felt like. Individual scoring, the Panthers put 3 players in double figures. Deontay Walker, 12, Lamont Mitchell with 11, and Javen Goodwin with 10. Jacob Mieske had 8, and Jerry Miles had 6, 4 of them coming on dunks. And I don't know how Jerry Miles only scores 6 points. I mean, in the style of offense they were playing tonight, I see how he scores only 6 points, but I don't see how you play that style of offense where your offense allows him to score only 6 points in a game.
I give him credit because he's a lot of times you get a marquee player and it's all about him, and you don't get that feeling at all from him. very team-oriented as far as talking to his fellow teammates. They do something wrong, he'd come over, he'd pick them up, he'd talk them through it a little bit. I thought he was really mature on the court through a lot of it. But also, if you're the man, you figure he's going to take it and do something spectacular with it a few times, or at least try to in a close game like this. And a couple of flying dunks are cool, but I'm not sure that that's really going to carry the day for UT when they get against some of the other teams. And maybe in a different game plan against a different team, he's going to score 30 points.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, true.
But it was interesting to see the way they attacked us tonight.
Silver Streaks, Devin Ross and Ethan Meeker led all scorers with 15 points apiece. Eric Thompson and Kevontae Shaw finished with 6 each. Off the bench, Cody Hawthorne with 2. Darius Sammons, J.J. Range did not score for the Silver Streaks. Rock Island defeated Moline 79-59, so the Rocks streak goes on. They have now won 20 in a row in the Western Big Six, and they're 5-0 through the first half of the season. And here's a bit of a surprise out of Peoria. Jim Richwoods defeated Manuel 59-53.
Richwoods is a wild card.
They sure are.
They can be really good or really bad. United Township beat them. That was just a couple of weeks ago, I think. That kind of got their role started. But, they clobbered a good 1A team in Rockridge, but then they'll turn around and, score 30-some points in a game and lose. So I guess we'd be glad they're not in our regional, too. That would make it just that much more difficult. Manual and Central will be bad enough.
And who was it? Who did we see Metamora loss to that was a surprise to us?
Dunlap played them a two-point game.
Maybe they lost to Richwoods. Or no, they were behind. They were behind big in that game, and they came all the way back and took the lead, I think, if I remember right. Well, I'm seeing here now that Nate Cannell for Metamora has 48 points. They're playing Chicago Westinghouse, and there's still 5 minutes left in that game.
Wow.
48 points for Nate Cannell. Silver Streak scored 44
cow.
Tonight.
48 points.
School record for Metamora.
I'm looking down on the court, and I'm pulled away from Silver Streak's attention. I'm seeing Jessica Lieber on crutches.
I saw her here earlier.
Yeah, she's down here just behind Ethan Meeker.
Well, she sure is.
And they played last night, and she had 11 points. Shared scoring honors, and I did not see any mention of an injury to her, but obviously she sustained one. Either that or she just enjoys walking around on crutches, and I haven't talked to too many people that get a kick out of that. So we wish her the best.
Yeah.
But that doesn't look good.
Well, for the Silver Streaks, nobody else came out on crutches tonight because there's certainly been enough of that here.
But that's bad news for Coach Bailey and the Chargers women's basketball team.
All right, a reminder, the Galesburg girls, we haven't talked about this all night. Girls have 2 more games in their King tournament tomorrow. They'll start off against Morton tomorrow. Oh, my gosh. What a way to get that thing underway. Tom and Eric will be on the call for that one. In fact, they have 2 quick games with a turnaround tomorrow, and it's going to be tough for Coach Evan Massey's team. And we'll have it here tomorrow morning, actually, on WGIL 1140 to get things started with Tom and Eric. And then the girls battle Lincoln Way Central with a 2:55 pregame to wrap up their King tournament there. Galesburg boys will have the day off. They'll welcome it. But it'll be a long week after this stinging loss here tonight by 3 to United Township. Their next action at Rock Island Alleman next Friday night. Thank you, Jim.
Yep, and I think Mike Reynolds summed it up well because we felt the same thing. And I was glad to hear him say it because Mike's a tough guy and he expects a lot out of his players. This is a tough loss. And he comes up and he says, I feel bad for these guys.
Uh-huh.
You know, that says to me a lot about Mike and a lot about what kind of effort he's getting from these guys. That, you know, he could go in there and rant and rave, I guess, but that's not what this team needed. They played hard tonight. They just didn't quite make the plays down the stretch they needed to.
I will say this on that note. You know, people see an excitable guy on the sidelines. They see a guy who really gets into the games. But as you get to know Mike, there's no doubt his heart is in the right place. He will go to bat and do anything for his kids. He will defend them. He will stand up for them. But he will also do what's right. And if something isn't right, then he will take care of that as well. And this program is in great shape with him. And, you know, X's and O's, I've said it. We've said it how many times? You give the guy a week to prepare, no matter what he's got on his team, and he's going to find a way to get his team to compete.
Yep, absolutely.
They've done it two Friday nights in a row. But then you go beyond that, and there's no doubt that he's terrific for this high school and these kids who play for him.
Yeah. And, I mean, this program has gotten to where it is because, to a large degree, he's got help, certainly, but the guy at the top sets the pace for it. And, you know, it's one of those where I'm sure he wakes up at night hoping that he'll wake up from the bad dream that has, you know, transpired with the loss of his players and the way this season had gone from 17-0 down to being what it is now. But we've still got a lot of basketball to play.
Right. Yep.
Are we going to be the team that we were? No, we're never going to be that good. I don't see that happening. But we can still compete and, you know, do the name Galesburg on the uniform proud. I'm sure that's what he's telling the kids. And I thought even if defeat here again tonight, they did absolutely that.
They sure did. All right, so we'll wrap things up here. 47-44, streaks fall tonight. They'll be at Rock Island Alamo next Friday night. Hope you can be with us as they get back on the road. And we'll take the road show up there, and the streaks will be back home next Saturday in their own shootout. So that'll do it for now from John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streak sophomores lost as well to United Township. And thanks for being with us for Silver Streaks boys basketball. For Nick Simpson at the downtown studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night. Have a great weekend from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks boys basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.